Blog Talk Radio.
What do you say? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist. I put the fun in fundamentalism. I'm watching the media and their dance of death around Donald Trump, who up until his press conference today was sort of on the back nine, and they were having a field day, just trying to destroy all the good that he's trying to do for the country. And I have never seen such much backbiting and petty anti-crap being betrayed by people that are supposed to be graduates from college. My God. What a disgrace! They look like they belong on a debating team in an insane asylum. So my topic tonight is media fakir news. Fakir is spelled two ways: F-A-K-I-R and F-A-Q-I-R. Now, a fakir is a person, Arabic, described as a swindler, a cheat, and one who deals in black magic. When I did my book, The Spirit of America Party, about 8 years ago, I used the word fakir. I copied it from the dictionary, and I put it in the preface of my book to describe what is a fakir. And I'm going to read it to you. But I went back to today, 8 years later, to look up the same word in the dictionary. And guess what's there? A holy man. A religious Muslim. Nothing about a swindler or a cheat. So even the dictionaries are being sanitized by the Communist Party. That's my topic tonight. You don't know it, but living in a coup d'etat that was supposed to continue for 8 more years under Hillary. And a guy with big yellow hair came and ruined it all. Gorgeous Donald Trump. Used to be a wrestler with big yellow hair called Gorgeous George. But that's going back to when TVs were 13-inch screens. You don't know that. Okay, so here's what my topic is tonight. Media fakir news, and I believe that's where the word faker comes from. The definition of fakir today is holy man, but when I took it from the dictionary, it had a real meaning, and I'm copying it from my book. Fakir is etymology, Arabic fakir, date, 1609, when it was first used. Imposter, like a president, imposter, foisted on us by the media, especially swindler. The Democratic Party and its swindling communist media are the mother of modern-day fakirism. They're a bunch of mother fakirs. I grew up at a time when guys who worked the days to pay for college and went to college at night for 6 years. If these bums with their fake college degrees had to do what they had to do, they would have no time to play communist and Shiite in the streets. Did you see the illegal invader demonstration today? Who's going to pour my latte? The Trump appointee who stepped down because he had an illegal servant, and the Demo Camos blew the whistle and brought her to justice. How compassionate the Demo Camos. They're always looking out for the little guy, unless he's hiding in the womb. Jack is out of the box, and Jack is a communist. America has been hijacked. Being that we're in the dictionary, let us Google extreme left wing, and here's an example. The term ultra-leftism has two overlapping uses. One usage is a generally pejorative term for certain types of positions on the far left that are extreme and intransigent. The term is also used, pejoratively or not, to refer to a particular current of Marxist communism, which is closely related to council communism and left communism. Hang on there. I'm going to give you a tune. We'll be back. Here's a tune that every American should sing once a day.
By the dawn.
That national anthem, it's the favorite of the guys in Afghanistan, in the Hindu Kush, who are freezing tonight and defending us so we don't get murdered in their beds, as if we were Iranian students at the university getting beaten in their sleep and by the Bajji. And you don't know what they are because they're not here yet. They're on the immigration list. But anyway, I'm dedicating this to the 2,000 Americans who died that Obama covered up his loss in Afghanistan. And I'm dedicating it to the 20,000 Americans who took wounds from Iranian copper lugs packed into IEDs under Obama and covered up again in Afghanistan. All of Obama's casualties were covered up by the media. You did not learn about one. The only ones you know about are the CH-47 chopper ambush and set up, and you know about Benghazi. Those are the only two you know. And you don't even know where Obama was the night of Benghazi. Was he there? Was he in control of his facilities? He wasn't there. I don't believe he was there. I'm not going to say he might have been stoned and couldn't come to the phone. I will say that Hillary never took her 3 o'clock phone call. She hung up on it. She's got blood on her hands, and so does the entire Democrat Party. So, now having said that, and I also want to give a shout out to the 13 Americans who served this country, who are going to take their lives tonight, and don't do it. Don't do it. You're not scheduled to go to heaven yet. You got to hang in there. You got to talk to the man who created you. You got to talk to God. He knows you. He knows your problem. He can help you. Ask for help. And I'll also give that same prayer to the guys that are rotting away in Fort Leavenworth while their families are broken, living in shame and poverty. And their only crime was they served their country. And Obama's commissars charged them with unpremeditated murder and gave them 15 years in jail, 15 years in prison. And most of these guys have little kids. And all they did was join the country to get a paycheck, get medical coverage, and serve their country. And instead, they got prison time, and they're still rotting away, and nobody will lift a finger to help them. Nobody. So that prayer goes out tonight. That salute goes out tonight to real Americans who put it all on the line for this country and got stabbed in the back. And remember what I just said. Obama covered up the deaths of 2,000 Americans in Afghanistan over 8 years and 20,000 wounded over 8 years on his shameful reign. And you know how he covered it up? With the collusion of the press, communist press. They classified, they weren't even given the dignity of being named Americans. They were reclassified as NATO troops to be identified later. It's 8 years later, and there's no identification coming. So back to my rant. Where was I? Okay, right now I believe we're in stage three of communism. There are four stages to communism. One is organized, two is mobilized, stage one organized, stage two mobilized. Stage three, go socialist, that's peaceful revolution. And when that fails, go communist, that's violent revolution. Now, Trump got in there and gummed up the game plan for the next 8 years. We were supposed to have a soft coup d'etat. But Trump got in there, and now they've got to go from peaceful socialist to hardcore communist. And that's what we're looking at right now. How far advanced that'll become will remains to be seen. Now, every time I hear O'Reilly, you know, he's fair and impartial. He'll say this about the left. My friends, the word left means communist. Left is a direction on your signal. Left means communist. So if left means communist, what does right wing mean? And here's what the extreme far right has been used to describe right-wing populist ideologies, which is known for his opposition to immigration. Notice, it's immigration. It's not invasion. But it's immigration today, according to the communist, is invasion. Just look at Europe. You look at Europe. Look at Germany. Can you believe that Germany let themselves be robbed and raped in their own country? So, in addition to being applied to neo-fascists and neo-Nazis, Charles Grant, the director for the Center of European Reform in London, distinguished between right-wing nationalist parties, which are often described as far-right. That's not us. We are not right-wingers, according to their definition. And I guarantee you O'Reilly can't name 10 right-wing groups. He'd have to hit the books. He couldn't do it off the top of his head if he was challenged right now. But if you go to the and Google right-wing groups, say 10 top right-wing groups, you know what you'll get? All churches. Jerry Falwell is listed as an extreme right-winger. Pat Robertson is listed as an extreme right-winger. Anybody that worships God is a right-winger. Extreme. So, that's not us, because we killed the Nazis, and we killed the fascists, and we killed the communists, but we didn't kill them here. That's our problem. So, what we have to do is clearly name the enemy, and it is communism, and like Ebola, it is highly infectious. When I come back, I'll tell you more. I'm going to give you a tune. We're going to go gospel black. Because gospel blacks do not belong in the Democrat Party. They belong with no muzzle, no moment of silence. They want to sing and praise Jesus, and we want gospel blacks with Trump.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make, I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, so I can pray this name. Hand clapping. Church where I can pray his name. I gotta get to the altar to leave my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray his name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church where I can pray his name.
Oh.
Hand clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church where I can pray his name. Gotta get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can pray his name.
I need a church that don't mind praying in the Lord. Need a church we all don't want to we dancing, shouting away from morning until day. Yes,
I need a church where I can praise His name.
Oh, I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing it, shout, praise it all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise. Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah.
I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lifting up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I want to come along.
I really do.
We're back. Okay. For years now, the Russians and the Chinese have faked a split. And when the wall came down, so did our guard. The 45 goals of the Communist Party, written into the congressional record around 1962, have all been achieved. All American government agencies have been infiltrated. Communist re-indoctrination is standard curriculum today. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. American intelligence is a failure and a leak bucket. When the number two man in the FBI turns out to be deep throat to the Washington Communist Post, we are done. When the head of the CIA, rumored to be an Irish-American Muslim, how do you get to become an Irish-American? Not after 20 drinks. Converted in Saudi Arabia, working for the American embassy, and he's an Obama leaker. We are chopped meat again on 911. When Leon Panetta says we can't go and rescue four trapped Americans in Benghazi because we can't go in guns a-blazing and we don't know the layout, find time to tell us, huh, Leon? You know we're wide open, face down, pants down. Leon can't even tell you where Obama was on 911 Benghazi or what shape he was in. The definition of right wing has been written by the left wing. If 50% of the government and 90% of the media is communist, we have been in a coup d'etat for 8 years. We have been under the influence of communism. And all of a sudden, along comes a bad joke who says he'll make the country great again. And the media laughs and says he won't get anywhere. The first debate will take him out. So they use Fox's Bret Baier, Megan Whoopi Behar Kelly, and Chris Matthews Wallace to kneecap El Trumpo. It backfires. That is when we learned, they earned my title, Fix News. No longer Fox News, but Fix News. I do have heroes on Fox News. O'Reilly is not one of them. O'Reilly did a fantastic thing on 911. He caught the Red Cross screwing the people, and they were going to channel the money they were raising for the 911 victims to other areas. And he forced them to spend all the money with the 911 victims. For that, he gets my Bogest Award, but he's too fair and impartial, and he uses Bernie Goldfish too much to do his harpooning. So, after 8 years of America, it's no good communist indoctrination by the party of death to little children. The people turn to Trump. Sidebar to Fix News, fair and impartial does not cut it anymore. You can't bring the victim to debate the murderer and call it fair and impartial. That was not supposed to happen. Trump was not supposed to happen. All the race cards had been played. The people looked up as and asked, Why are there only two old white people on the mosaic, that all-inclusive Democrat presidential platform, and the racists have 17 cultures on theirs? That is when the alarm should have gone off. We be Phuket. No way in hell was Hillary supposed to lose. But like the tortoise and the hare story, the hare sat down to smoke a joint and passed out. The tortoise worked three times harder and reached the people who wanted their country back. Once the sky fell, the henny pennies went apeshit. The horse was out of the barn, and it turned out to be Secretariat, and he's in the White House now. Now the communist plan is to destroy our duly elected president, who also won the popular vote if you subtract the illegals out on the streets today. As one guy told me, I did not vote Clintonista cinco times. I only voted cuatro. Now we learn, not only does Congress have the lowest approval rating, but has been beat by the media. When I come back, I'm going to tell you about an expert I know on communism. Let's see what I'm going to give you. Here you go. I got it for you.
Spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea, the shining sea. To that last part.
Once again, thank you for your service.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's fantastic.
I was at the doctor today, and I'm sitting in the waiting room, and in comes a guy about 6'5". He's probably in his late 70s, early 80s. You could see at one time his frame held a warrior, and he's wearing a Vietnam hat. And usually when I leave the doctor's office, if there's a vet with a hat on, I always tap him on the back and say, thank you. I had to go before him, and when I come out, he was gone. But a lot of people have paid a heavy-duty price to love this country, and there are other people that could care less. And those people need a lesson, and a good lesson would be to bring the draft back. Oh, where did everybody go? Yeah. So, you know, Al Gore's father charged $10,000 to get you off, to get you out of the draft. Did you know that? You want to have some fun, look up Clinton and Gore and the Elk Hills Petroleum Reserves. Clinton and Gore and the Elk Hills Petroleum Reserves. They were sold by our government, who was selling uranium to the Russians. And Al Gore's father was an employee of the buyer. Arm and Hammer and Sickle. Good friend of Joseph Stalin. But that's another story. Also, Al Gore's time in Vietnam with a 50 caliber typewriter and five bodyguards. That's another story. Just Google this stuff. Don't take my word for it. Google it. See what comes up. You get your eyes opened. Okay. So I'm speaking to an expert on communism. The guy goes all the way back to the Bolshevik Revolution. He has rooms full of documents, all hard copies. And it's all written by the communists. It's not written by Americans. This is the straight communist scoop from the Communist Party. He's gone to meetings. He has been hunted. He's still hunted. At least he should have done narcotics. He could have been in the witness protection program. But he don't trust the government either. But anyway, he goes back to when the communists murdered the Romanovs. You know what they did to the Romanovs? They put them in a basement, sat them all in chairs, come in and shot them all. The children, the daughters, the father, the mother, I think the grandmother too. And then after that, and a hemophiliac child. Because he was a threat. And they bayoneted them to be sure they were dead. How's that? Nice people, huh? That was the beginning of the pro-choice movement. It's my body. I know it is. What you're doing to it is a terrible thing. So, my friend reminds me that in 1932 to 1933... the New York Times received their first Pulitzer Prize for covering up Stalin's murder of 10 million Ukrainians. They had an editor named Walter Duranty, and he took credit for writing the cover-up. But it turns out later, when everybody blamed Walter Duranty for the cover-up of Stalin's murder, and it was Lavendi Beria who did it, what they did is they cordoned off certain portion of the Ukraine and wouldn't let the people in or out, took all their food, and then starved them to death. And if you Google images of a period of time, you'll be sick. They were starved out and forced to eat their children and the elderly to survive. That's much what Planned Slaughterhood wants for us. They want us, they will eat our children. And then when the time comes, with good legislation, had Trump not gotten here with the cavalry just in time, they would kill the elderly also. The New York Communist Times has also endorsed Mao, the poppy grower. He grew poppies in 1929 to kill Americans. American kids. And Fidel, the drug dealer, big warehouse for all the drugs coming into the United States. And the Times called these two rats the George Washingtons of their enslaved country. You know, I joke, I say, you know what a Cuban fantasy is? It's a banana. And that they're eating still life paintings, they got no food. And even worse is the one where, and I'm sure the Times called this guy a hero too, Hugo Chavez, which is Michael Moore's lover. Yeah, if you're into walrus. Hugo Chavez spent the last $1.8 billion of his country's money buying AK-47s to kill his countrymen or to spread communism in other countries. But he was cured of cancer because he went to the Michael Moore Clinic in Cuba and they cured his cancer and put him in a box. So what happened? First, they had oil. Venezuela has oil. Everybody in Venezuela could be a capitalista. But now they're broke, poorer than a church mouse. Yeah, I can, now I know where the expression comes from, poorer than a church mouse. Has to do with the collection that goes around faster than a frisbee. But now they're poor. Their money is worthless. And guess what they're out of? They got plenty of AK-47s. They got no toilet paper. So guess what they're using for toilet paper? The money. The money. They're using the money. Trump is under siege from all communist fronts. When we come back, I'll give you another tune.
America.
Intel sucks, and it sucks since World War II. Do you know that when we were building the A-bomb in Los Alamos, that the Soviets had cells, spy cells, inside the facility? Not only did they have spy cells, they had other spy cells spying on the Soviets' spy cells, not knowing that each one was the other, was part of the other. We are wide open. We couldn't find the Japanese fleet. They were out at sea. They practiced off the coast of Korea, bombing Pearl Harbor. Our intel sucks. We didn't see 911 coming. 911 began in 1993 with the first hit on the World Trade Center. The first hit on the World Trade Center was a failure, but it killed some people and wounded about 100. But the building didn't fall, and we all laughed at the people who did it. You want to hear a quick story about the people who did it? Two were captured, and they were put in a federal prison in New York. And I got a picture of a guy I put up sometimes. He's got a scar running from the top of his head all the way down underneath his chin. His eyeball is missing. And how did he get it? He was a guard in a federal prison in New York, in a federal jail. Now listen to this. He was escorting two Al-Qaeda, two, back from a commissary, by himself, two Al-Qaeda who were allowed to be in the same cell, and they had bought a brush prior to another commissary move, and they sharpened the handle into an ice pick. And as he was escorting the two guys, the two Al-Qaeda, one of them stabbed him in the eye, and they overpowered him to get the keys to escape. They took his blood, and they made the sign of the cross on his chest. And he survived, and they got caught. The videotape disappeared from the camera that covered where the shot was taken, where the hit was taken. That disappeared. He showed up in court. His name is Louis Pepe. He showed up in court to demand justice for what they did to him. And a communist judge, a woman, would not allow him to stay in the courtroom. She had him removed. And that's what your courts are doing today to American citizens. He has seizures. And never should those in one cell, never should, there should be 2-on-1. You ever see him at Gitmo? There's 2-on-1, every one. So Louis Pepe, he's got half a life now. And all he did was go to work one day. And we let him down. Our corrupt government let him down. So, Trump is under siege from all communist fronts. It is hard to trust anybody, especially the rhinos, who thought Trump would never make it. All the games and payoffs are now in play. I am sure that the King of Morocco wants his 12 million back. I'm sorry, King. The first 3 minutes are up. Please deposit another 12 million for an additional 3 minutes with Hillary. The government is dirty, and crooks like Rangel, Charlie Rangel, should be in prison. Party boy Menendez from New Jersey. What a disgrace this guy is. He was accused of going to the Dominican Republic and dallying with underage girls. And one girl came forward, and other girls started to come forward. And there's a possibility that one of them went missing, and they all withdrew their charges. And he's up there pontificating. What did Trump know and when did he know it? He should be in a Portuguese gallows. So anyway, the government is dirty, and crooks like Party Boy Menendez and Rangel no longer have the protection of the Causa Nostra. We know that there are at least 70 Socialist Party members in Congress, all Democamos, and you can get the names off the Socialist Party website before they take it down. If there are 70 that are that brazen, how many are in the hamper? How did Mr. and Mrs. Manning, a private in intelligence, get access to 250,000 emails and broadcast them all over the world? How did KGB agent, my ass KGB agent, alleged, give 2 million secret emails to the Chi-Coms and then return them home to Mother Russia to pick up his weekly paycheck? How infected is the CIA, the FBI, and the Snake Department? And now we got the National Security Agency, which gave the recorded conversation to somebody, who gave it to somebody, who gave it to the press. Follow the leaker. It's fumigation time. Okay, we'll give you another tune. I'm dedicating this to all the Latinos who have been brainwashed to believe Trump does not like them and that the Republican Party does not like them. Or the Tea Party and doesn't like them. We love you, mi amor. Come home. Vaya con te fiesta. Viva el Trumbo. Viva Cristo Rey. Yeah. Una termino por termita. One term per termite. Let's get these guys out of here. Latinos, you don't belong in the party of death, the party de la muerte. You don't belong in that party. You are party del familia. You're the party of the family. You are the hardworking party. We know. Do you know that the number one name, Spanish name, for fallen GIs in this war against Al-Qaeda? The number one casualty name that's Latino is Garcia. The second one is Rodriguez. We know the price you pay. And you've been paying it for a long time. Along with us, we pay our bills too. So I dedicate this first part of this tune to you. Okay, we're back. I wanted to do a quick rundown of the news for today and make some comments. Let me see if I can get back there. Okay, Michael Flynn, the first scalp taken by the establishment. Okay, Michael Flynn served his country well. He got caught up in an ambush. And then Trump has to keep, you know, the saying, Caesar's wife must be above suspicion. But Caesar could fool around with Cleopatra. Well, Michael Flynn's a casualty. But once they find out who did the leaking, Michael Flynn may be vindicated. And Trump had to get rid of Corey Lewandowski in a deal in the beginning. And then he had second thoughts. He got rid of the guy that wanted Lewandowski gone, and he brought Lewandowski back. So Trump is a fair man, and any chance he can, he's going to make it up to Flynn, I believe. Now, they say the radical Republicans are bringing Obamacare repeal to the floor at any moment. You got to watch these rhinos, because some of them will stab you when nobody's looking. I don't trust them. Oh, man, I ain't reading that one. Let's see where we are here. Trump slams out-of-control media, defense administration in explosive press conference. He did beautiful. He did beautiful. You know what was good? I caught it. He worked over the CNN guy. Ooh, he worked him over. And the guy says, he said to the guy, you know what? I don't call you fake news anymore. I call you extreme fake news. Yeah, it was very good. Very, no, he says, I call you very fake news. So, and you know what the other Mouseketeers did in the peanut gallery? They all laughed. They laughed at the CNN guy, their fellow journalist. How's that? I'm glad he didn't say that about me. Here's one that says, leftist reporter caught lying. Let's see what it says. Leftist reporter caught lying. April Ryan. And a fixture in MSNBC. Forget about it. You know what I just learned? Morning Joe. I call him M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Morning Joe. Do you know that him and the communist girl that's on there, what's her name? Mika? Comrade Mika? Yeah. Do you know who her father is? Her father believes in a one world government. How's that? He used to be an advisor to Jimmy Carter. Zygmunt. Went the strings of my heart. Anyway, this girl is from NBC. Nothing but communists. She dropped a story on the Washington Post. She claimed she had an encounter with Trump administration advisor Omarosa Manigault, a former friend and reality star who came to fame after her villainous turn on The Apprentice. Omarosa had physically intimidated her. Ryan said that Omarosa warned her that she was one of several journalists the White House was building a dossier on. I'd build a dossier on him. Turns out it's all Mickey Mouse. Make believe. I use the acronym MBS. Make believe stuff. But I use a different word. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Whose side are you on? You know whose side I'm on. I am on the side of the angels. Did you know that in democratic parks, the birds no longer sing? Let's see. How the left plans to win. Well, we know how they're going to win. Communists play the same game. Here's Rob O'Neill. I got to see this one. Rob O'Neill, if I got the right guy here. Yes. Robert O'Neill is the guy that killed bin Laden. And you know how they got, you see how the communists work. You know how they tried to get him? He had a bit much to drink. They stalking him. He had a, and he's, I think he's from Montana or Wyoming. He had a bit much to drink, and he pulled into a parking lot to sleep it off. You know, like a mall parking lot to sleep it off. But he didn't shut his engine off. So the police came in and said, oh, we can get him. And so they I think they arrested him, or they arrested him for DWI. And somehow it got squashed. Somebody must have pulled the favor for him. But that's how desperate they are to ruin a person's life. They are real bad. This media is the mistake the Republicans make. They think they're fighting Democrats. They're not fighting Democrats. They're fighting communists. You cannot put a guy like Orrin Hatch. He is no match for a Chuck Schumer. Chuck has fangs. He's got a venom cup because it overflows. You cannot have match up. Orrin Hatch walks into the lion's den and goes, hi guys, what's for lunch? It's unbelievable. Let's see what else we got. Trump's refugee order is not dead. Good. And Ann Coulter is talking about the silence of the lambs. Oh, she's really got it. She's got Trump as Adam in the Garden of Eden. And there's four snakes. And they're saying, go ahead, take a bite of the apple. One is Romney. One is Bush. One is Ryan. NRO. I don't know what NRO is. Must be National Republicans something or other. That's a cartoon by a guy named Ben Garrison. Status quo is the Bush. In the Bush. It is really sad. I say the first thing Trump's got to do, he's got to give America its tax cut. Do that before anything. Because the rhinos are going to slow you down on the medical debates. They should get paid by the debate. A nickel a debate. Okay, Conservative Tribune says, shock change in Trump polls. You want to see the Trump poll? It means more than anything. A 2,000-point drop since he took office. An increase since he took office. You never saw that stock market, and nobody is saying anything. So 48% of those polls say they believe most reporters were biased against the president. That compared with the fact that only 12% believed that news reporters were biased in Trump's favor. And 47% in the polls believe that the country's intelligence agencies are running their own little game. I guarantee you, by 2018, what we should do, you know, we sit back on the sidelines. America's great for electing a president or a mayor or a governor and saying, that's it. It's all on him now. We'll see you in 4 years. You can't do that. Trump needs, you're the people that put him in power. You got to keep him in power. It's not these rats in the House and the Senate, the organized crimesters. It's got to be you. You got to give Trump 50 more senators. You got to give Trump 50 more senators and 200 more congressmen. And then you can sit down and take it easy. Unbelievable. Okay, let's see what else we got. We got any more? And then we'll close with a tune. See if I can find. Oh, you might like this. I did this. I haven't put it up yet. I just saw it. NBC stands for nothing but communist. ABC, always be communist. CBS, communist bullshit. Oh, here's Joe Scarborough Unfair. I'm going to give you this one. NBC, nothing but communist Joe Scarborough Unfair is a prime example of a rhino rat who went communist for cash. If he was in a passion play, he would underbid Judas by 10 pieces of silver. He is the poster boy for the Grey Poupon Communist Party. That's the rich communists. And they only bring him out when they need to shoot the wounded. The Democrat Party of Death to Little Children is moving from communist stage 3, peaceful socialism, to stage 4, violent communism. Aren't you glad Obama failed to get your guns? How many communists in the Democrat Party? Enough to control it. Media is the brainwashing tool of the Communist Party. Even Fox News is becoming fixed news. The only ones to trust on Fox, Lou Dobbs, Hannity, Stu Varney and team, Tucker Carlson, Judge Jeanine, Trish Reagan, Eric Bowling, the Guilfoyle Gal, Neil Cavuto, and my candidate to replace Flynn. My candidate was Stanley McChrystal. And I have a tribute on YouTube. Thank you, General McChrystal. Abu Tom, A-B-U-T-O-M. Thank you, General McChrystal. You'll like it. There's a Joan Jett song up there, Where Have All the Heroes Gone? Rhinos are afraid to tell the truth. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party. Remember, when they say left, they mean communist. That's the definition of left in the book. And right wing means saint, like Blessed Joseph McCarthy. Only Trump stands up for the people. He needs 65 Trump senators and 350 Trump congressmen. I would say Fox News is 70% Democrat with 30% playing subtle sabotage. O'Reilly plays Trump's Dutch uncle, then inserts his Democrat ninjas to do the backstabbing. Bernie Goldfish, most obvious. Sauerkraut with the hammer, very subtle. Anderson Cooper. Is as sorrowful as a planned slaughterhood sales girl charging more for baby blue eyes. She overcharged me. Okay, we're going to sign off with a tune. Oh, it says connect my account. I might be out of business. Okay, it looks like I'm out of time, but let's see, we'll try.
We're already into May.
We're halfway through May, and next comes June, and thus begins a summertime. So let's relax.